Today, CBA breaks the pledge to pause regional bank closures. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics Web. That is Post, covering finance and property news. Well, Dale Webster's been at it again at the regional and highlighting a disgraceful situation with regards to the CBA. The Commonwealth Bank has backtracked on its pledge not to close any regional branches, while a Senate inquiry into the impact of bank closures on regional communities is in progress. CBA will close its Narang branch on the Gold Coast on May the 26th, after receiving positive publicity in February for being the only major bank to agree in full to the Senate committee's request for a moratorium on regional closures until it reports in December. CBA is claiming the branch is not regional, as it's classified by the Australian Bureau of Statistics as a major city, despite declaring the Gold Coast a regional migration hotspot in a report based on its own data in December. CBA has not broken its pledge to pause closures in regional Australia while the Senate inquiry is underway, a spokeswoman said. Per the Accessibility Remoteness Index of Australia, which is the leading indicator of remoteness in Australia used by the ABS, Narang, Queensland is classified as a major metropolitan location, specifically major cities of Australia. The Commonwealth Bank's interpretation leaves Australia's three biggest regional cities, Geelong, Wollongong and Newcastle, as well as the more densely populated regions along the east coast and places such as Batow Bay, Gosford, Maitland, Murrumbula, Braemar Terrace, Katoomba, Bacchus Marsh and Mandurah, still vulnerable to the loss of their Commonwealth banks this year, as they fall in the same category. The decision to close the Narang branch because it is not considered regional is in conflict with the quarterly reports the Commonwealth Bank produces in partnership with the Regional Australia Institute on Regional Migration, in which the Gold Coast regularly features. The most recent Regional Movers Index, which is based on Commonwealth Bank data, lists the Gold Coast in the top five destinations for regional migration, along with the Sunshine Coast, Greater Geelong, Fraser Coast and Bundaberg. Commonwealth Bank's stance on Narang also conflicts with the RAI's definition of regional. Regional Australia refers to everything beyond the major capital cities of Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide and Canberra, from remoter Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to inland and coastal towns and bustling regional hubs, the RAI website says. The Commonwealth has been asked if it accepts that its interpretation of regional is not in keeping with the spirit of the Senate committee's request not to close regional branches, while deliberations on the impact of regional closures is still in progress, and the regional is awaiting a response. And once again, you can see how CBA are playing two sides to the middle here. On one hand, wanting to get the publicity for saying they're listening to the Senate, but on the other hand, still closing branches like you wouldn't believe. This is disgraceful and needs to stop. Dale, well done for raising it. And I wanted to make sure that people are aware that this is happening at the moment. If you feel strongly about it, write to the CBA chairman and CEO, and also write to your senators, claiming quite rightly that CBA is telling some porkies. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching. I'll see you again next time.